Hello, everyone. This is Ralph Wagnitz. These recordings are from the original reel-to-reel tapes from Carnegie Hall, March 23, 1972. The Ohio State Concert Band conducted by Dr. Donald E. McGinnis and Robert LeBlanc as assistant conductor. One recollection that all of us that were there that night remember is something that happened in the Percy Grainger Children's March. That makes this a very unique recording. Sandra Emig, who was our principal euphonium, also played wonderful piano. So she was playing pianoforte during the Children's March. And on this particular evening, our second chair euphonium, Carl Chevalard, who was then playing the big baritone solo in the piece, decided that his euphonium wasn't quite as good as Sandy's. So Carl decided that he would put down his euphonium for the solo this night and pick up Sandy's euphonium and play that. What Carl didn't realize is that Sandy sat on a small pillow. And when she got up to play the pianoforte, she took this small pillow and inserted it gently into the bell of her euphonium. Well, the moment came. Carl picked up Sandy's euphonium, and the solo came. And the fact that I was sitting right in front of Carl, I could hear only this oof, oof, oof. And the look on Dr. McGinnis's face was definitely worth $1 million. He was absolutely baffled. Of course, I couldn't help reminding Carl about this at the 1995 concert band reunion when I saw him. And of course, he just shook his head and said, "Yeah, I really don't know why I did that. We all love you, Carl. It was great." About 3 weeks later, when we were all back in Columbus, Dr. McGinnis came up to me with the tapes from the Carnegie Hall concert. At that time, I also was head of the recording studio in Hughes Hall. Dr. McGinnis just looked at me and shook his head and said, "This was such a wonderful performance. It's just too bad that we lost that euphonium solo." And I said, "Let's think about this a little bit." Over the next 2 weeks, I pondered the problem, finally coming up with a solution of putting four large speakers on the stage in Hughes Hall and then positioning Sandy Emig right in the position where the solo euphonium player would have been that night. We played the recording of the concert band in Carnegie Hall. Sandy sat there waiting patiently for the solo, played the solo, and then we went on from there. And the rest is history. It's really hard to hear any of the muffled sounds of Carl trying to play through that pillow. So finally, after that very long introduction that I apologize for, here is that great performance from March 23rd, 1972 in Carnegie Hall by the Ohio State University Concert Band under the best conductor I've ever played under, Dr. Donald E. McGinnis. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.